Last night we had our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur meeting. Me and the people take care of it. And we always go, the first the Pesach, we go to a fancy, fancy restaurant. And we went to like the fanciest restaurant in Brooklyn last night. And he orders everything on the menu. The whole menu.
You and
alcohol? Huh?
You and alcohol?
No, there's no alcohol.
Only what I'll drink.
But all appetizers. And then for the main course, he ordered a bunch of different main courses. But he also ordered probably the best thing I ever ate in my whole life. He ordered a Kobe steak. You know what that is?
Yes.
There's not, it costs, it's a 12-ounce steak that costs $180.
That's cheap.
Like,
which restaurant are
we? Bordeaux.
Ooh.
What's
the special? Steak? It's a special steak from a special cow in China, Japan. And the cow is massaged every day to keep the meat soft.
Fat marble.
You get a massage, you get a massaged cow. And it melts in your mouth. And it flushes away $180 in a second.
It was worth it.
They're not allowed to stand up. They all have to lie down on cushions.
I thought they only stand up. They all lie down.
It's almost like a real
It's like so they're in a time and they drink beer.
Oh, right. They drink beer all day. Yes. Right. That's why they're so good.
The grain is also awesome.
They drink beer all day. Yes. But can I imagine what it was like? It was five people. It was five people. It didn't cost so much. It cost only $750.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Well, when you have everything on the table, you got to make good brera. You got to be borer. Ochel matoch ochel. You know, really.
Bread.
If you're ever there, they make the best bread in the world.
It's the Yetzer Hara. How are you supposed to eat everything else? It's like when you go to Papa Giles, Rebbe.
You can't have the sign.
They give you all the bread and all the water first.
Yeah.
I know.
If you ever go to a place where all you can eat, you go over here, but they serve you first. So you want to make sure you fill yourself up. They always serve you soup first. They always love to serve you soup.
Wait, Rebbe, the steaks are $900 alone. Did not everyone get a
No, he ordered one this steak, one that steak, one rack of ribs, you know. That was good. And every dessert.
Wow.
And then he made him give us some desserts for free also. We spent so much money.
Free water also?
Huh? It's the second time I've eaten there. The first time I ate there was before.
Oh.
Remember that time?
Yes, sir.
No. I went there with two guys from the yeshiva here. We go out about 3 or 4 times a year to a fancy restaurant. We went and we ate like the most expensive steaks. They didn't have that, but they ate something else. And then one of the guys starts choking on his steak. And that to give him a that like save him because he was really choking. And he says, "Oh, it wasn't made well enough." So the owner said, "Oh, really? Okay, you guys don't have to pay for your meals." And I said, "Let's go right now. He might change his mind. He ran right out."
Hey, all of you.
But, oh, yeah, it was great. You try it, yeah. Okay. Let's go check. Let's go check. Okay, somebody asked me a question today. Two guys asked me a question, a chavrusa. And they said, you know, we learned, we had this whole thing, we learned Rashi and Tosis. So we learned Tosis, you have two types of ochel. In your borough, ochel metof ochel, it's called ochel metof solos. Remember that we learned on Monday? So they asked me, and I told them, well, that's exactly what I do on Shabbos, and if it's allowed. So if what that's called. And everyone, halacha ma'aseh, you know, I hate that halacha ma'aseh. They asked me what that's called. So here's what I do, and that was their question. If I'm lucky, my wife lets me, I'll have a, I'm learning, and I'll have a little plate of jelly beans. You know, I love jelly beans. And I have a thing of jelly, a little bowl of jelly beans, if she allows me, I'm learning. And now, I have this thing about jelly beans, where I'm going to eat all the green ones first, all the yellow ones first. Red ones come at the end. You leave the red ones to the end.
What about the black?
What?
The
black comes right before the reds.
Black.
Yeah, anyway, so am I allowed to do that? According to Tysus, is that called Ochel Metopsoles? Is it, if I don't like, if I'm leaving the red, that means if I'm picking out the green first, I'm leaving the red, what's that called? And I said to them, hey, Tysus just says, where I don't want one, I want the other. I have two ochel, I have apples and oranges. I don't want oranges, I want apples. And so that's ochel metof psolos, psolos ochel. But I'm going to eat just, I have a order. I eat this first, I eat that second. That's not boder, an order. I said, that's not boder. When I sat down, I thought to myself, you know, I have to look this up. I have to look into this a little bit. And I looked into it a little bit. So the Maisa, it's based on a rush. You see, it is a machlekes. It's based on a rush. Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says, the ba'ochel metof ochel shayta breve, shibore oso she'ein hachapetz lechol metof oso shirotza lechol. You take out the one you want to eat or you don't want to eat from the other one, that's called ochel and psolos. That is Tosfos. If you look at the Rush, just take a look for a second. It's in Kol Gadol, it's in Siman Dalet. Just open it up for a second. You see what I'm saying? The word that many, many Achronim show that the Rush argues on this. It's very hard to say. It's very hard to say what the Rush means. But the Rush is right in the middle of Dalet. You see where the Haggadah Sashri starts, the little letters? Go across from that to your right. It says Vaborer. Do you see that? So listen to the words of the Rush. Vaborer shnei mini ochlem. If you borer too many ochlem, osa shirotza lochlo ata mikri ochel midach mikri psolas. What word did the Rush add?
What you want.
I stressed it. What word did the Rush add? Ata. The one you want to eat now is called, that's called borer. That means some Achrayim say, and Prima Gadim is the one who really talks about it, says that the Rush is saying that if you want to eat something now and something later, that means if it's order, it's still borer. Arguing in Tosfos. They say that this Rush argues in Tosfos because he puts in the word ata. You see what you caused? You see what you caused? You see what you caused? That's a Rush. Atta. Prima Gadim himself says that he doesn't hold to this. He doesn't say that the Rush means that. He says the Rush does mean it. But he says the Rush doesn't mean it. He says, but what he says, he says it like I'm learning this whole Gemara. I just want to tell you what came out of this because you asked me. Prima Gadim says, what the Rush means is that there's ata and there's later. Meaning, when I'm sitting there learning and I'm eating yellow comes before green. Yellow comes before green, then green comes before orange. And then when you get all these, you know, like what's the company called with all those flavors?
Jelly belly.
It's hard to get into exactly what flavor. There's some really bad ones. That's really bad. But yeah, I don't know how to choose those. But a regular jelly beans, you know, he says that's not called Borer. If I'm eating them all now, a order is not Borer. But he says, the rush means that if I'm eating, while I'm learning now, I only need to eat the orange and the greens and the yellows, because I want to leave the reds for Shalosh Shiras. So that's not good. So that's what the rush means. Eating in order is okay. Eating in order because I want to save the good stuff for later, that's not good. So it's like an in-between stage. It's like an in-between thing, the Brima Gullin says. Okay? It answers your questions. Mostly, that answers your question mostly. Okay?
So there's another stage.
There's another stage. The Brima Gullin says that you can't say the Rush argues completely on Tosos. He says the Rush argues halfway on Tosos. Because Tosos doesn't use the word Atta, and the Rush does. That's if you want to say that doesn't make a difference, then you would say that. If you want to be going with the word Atta and say Atta makes a difference, Prima Gullin says that will be the difference. Yes?
So if you're doing it in order, then you just want to eat the red ones after.
Prima Gullin says that's allowed 100%, even if you want to rush.
The red ones and then eat the orange ones? Because otherwise, what's enough for me?
A big enough to me, we have to eat the red ones also. It's the best. I mean, eat them now.
There's a halamina that you can't even take anything out just to eat immediately.
Right, that's the halamina. Yeah.
So if it was actual, so it would be allowed. But since it's also okel now, it's not allowed.
Right, because it's okel ma okel. Okel ma okel.
Which is worse than okel nitzalek somehow now?
Because you're talking about the halacha. We're not. That's why I didn't want to do this. We're not today. You're talking about halacha maisa. And we got to wait for that. That's what you're doing. I can't answer that now. Yes.
Just a question on the Shura for the Gemara. Why did it change?
Oh, wow. You want to change the topic? Good. Okay.
I didn't learn it. So.
I know you didn't have to say, right?
So, here's my question. Why?
I'm sorry. I just came out myself. That's right.
So, in the beginning, you said Bora never said beer. What's the distinction?
Bora is the name of the Malacha. Bora is the name of the Malacha. You doing it. You're a beerer.
Oh, the action is beer.
The action is beer. And then it's beer, which is even better. Okay. Now, I want to say something else. Just about what we learned. Yes. Don't ask me a lot of mice.
Right.
It's funny. Yes, it's a lot of mice. I said, don't ask me a lot of mice. They went back. Then he rephrased the question to make a lot of mice. Oh, it was great. Yes.
According to someone, he says that
the ones who say there's a machlokes between the Russian Tosfos say that's the Russian's edition of Atta, arguing on what you're saying that Tosfos means. The Tosfos means the one I don't want to eat all of Tosfos. And the Russian is saying that's for sure Tosfos. But if I just make an order, it's a Tosfos. It's an addition to Tosfos. Okay, that's one thing. Then there's another thing that we're getting into some important stuff here. You know, we learned Ula. We started learning Ula on Monday. And Ula said, there's a difference between Bo Bayom and Machar. That was Ula's answer. It's literally Bo Bayom and Machar. And then Rav Chisda asks, well, what's the difference between Bobi and Malacha? If it's a Malacha, it's a Malacha. If it's not a Malacha, if it is a Malacha, he said, can you cook for today? Can you bake for today? What's the difference? And we talked about Ula Svara. Ula Svara says, oh, that's, that if you do for today, it's part of Ocha. It's not Borer, it's Ocha. I saw in the Shmises of Shabbos, he said, that's not enough. He says he has to have more than that. You know, that's not good enough. But I'll tell you what he says. He says, which is a very, which you need to know because it has to do with a lot of things. He says, when you talk about malachas of Shabbos, what is a malacha? When you want to define a malacha, what is a malacha? You want to define a malacha. How do you define a malacha? How do you define a malacha? Avaya did the Mishnah. Okay. Let's go further than that. So what are, they did everything. They walked in the Mishkan. They talked in the Mishkan. They did, so what, you got to go further than that. It's not things they did in the Mishkan. They went to the bathroom in the Mishkan. Is that Usher on Shabbos? I hope not. What? It, we're not... we have to wait in the Mishkan, but, you know...
in order to prepare for the
What? So now you're making yourself... Now you're making it really bad. Because now you have to define work.
Assembling the...
Assembling. Assembling is an answer. Assembling stuff. Good. How would you say it?
Sign that they did during the week, which they were paying from doing on Shabbos.
That's only if there's no the Shabbos. You can't do that.
I mean, they did stop doing everything on Shabbos.
Right? We only know Hitler Shabbos from the Mishkan, so you can't say, you can't answer that. Because we know it from there.
I'm saying, even when they were building the Mishkan, they still didn't do these on Shabbos.
But how come they didn't do Shabbos? Because they were malachas. But what is a malacha? Oh, that, now he's working. Whoa. Now he's working. A constructive action. So what does constructive mean? Purposeful action.
Productive.
Purposeful. That would be good. I always thought that probably that's the answer. A productive, purposeful action. I don't know if eating is productive. I don't know if walking is productive. I don't know if walking is constructive, deconstructive, maybe constructive. Yeah, I know. You know. So you can't just stop at constructive. You must say something else. The Rishonim are bothered by this. And the Rishonim say 99%, no, not 90% of the malachos are changing an object. You are changing an object for the better. Change of an object for the better. You could call that constructive. You could call that purposeful. Changing an object for the better is a malacha. Yes.
So as we're just like this is considering that.
That's what I'm getting to. That's goes to 10%. That's why I didn't say 99%, but 10%. Okay? Now. Yeah. 10%. But I think. No. Okay, so changing object. Now comes along the species of Shabbos and says that is part of the machlokes between Uva and who's the next one, Rav Chisda. Uva says, "I have. Let's call. Let's go according to Tosfos, according to Rashi. Anything. Borer. I take out the bad and I leave the good. They change." The bad stuff I took out. No. That changed the good stuff. No. I did something here that was purposeful and it might be constructive, but did change anything? So, very good. That's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, I changed a mixture. I did change the mixture. And the Tzvi Shabbos says, Ula says, you don't look at the mixture because all it is two different kind of fruits, the mixture. So let's look at the fruits. What did I do to the fruits? I didn't change anything in the fruit. I have an apple and rocks. I took out the apple from the rocks. I took the rocks and apple. I didn't change the rock. I didn't change the apple. I didn't change anything. One second. Therefore, when you have a malacha like that, which is really a half-hearted malacha, There, Ula says there's a difference between doing it for today and doing it for tomorrow. Because it's not really a malacha. So therefore, we say, oh, today it's a chila. Tomorrow, it's a malacha. Anything for today is a chila. Because in itself, it's not really a malacha. Comes along with Chisda and says, what's the difference between that and cooking and baking? And there's a big difference. Ula says there's a big difference. What's the big difference? Cooking and baking, I'm changing an object. This, I'm not changing object. So Ula has a really good reason to say it. Rav Chisda says, like you guys said, there's no difference between cooking and baking and Boer, because Boer, I am changing something. What am I changing? The mixture. I'm changing this mixture. It was apples and rocks. Now it's not apples and rocks. According to Uga, that's not good enough. According to Uga, that's not a malacha. It's only a malacha that's done for tomorrow. It's a very deep thing. But that's how the Shemitah Shabbos learns this Gemara with the Uga and Rav Pizda. Yes.
So how would Uga explain untying or weaving, where you have two different things, now it's together, or yeah, two different things.
He called that a change. Before head string.
What's the difference between that and having two things and now?
No, before head string and now I have and cloth.
Two separate strings. It was just
now it's a piece of cloth, a small piece of cloth.
What about
but that we talk about the 90%. We'll get there. That goes into the 90%.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the point of why would it be a lot of tomorrow, but today?
Therefore you could say, oh, sometimes it is a malacha, sometimes it's not. Since it's such a weak malacha, you could say, oh, sometimes it is a malacha, sometimes it's not a malacha. I don't have to hold Rav Pizda. Everything is either malacha or not a malacha. Rav Pizda says it's either malacha or not a malacha, right? Rav Uli says no, it depends. But there's a point between behind Uli saying it depends. Because it depends malacha. This malacha is not really a malacha.
Moving apple from place A to place B is not a malacha right now. But if
right.
I did it for tomorrow, it would be a malacha.
What? Exactly.
What's the svara for tomorrow?
Oh, and that's now just we come it. Now we come at the svara of yesterday or of Monday. When it's called eating, it's not a malacha. If you call it eating, if you call it borer. There are 10% non-changeable that will be a malacha. So now that it's not eating, so it goes into the 10%. Now you can make a difference between sometimes it is a malacha and sometimes it's not a malacha. Rav Chisda doesn't like that. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Why does Ula have the belief that sometimes yes and sometimes no? Because this is a sketchy malacha. Sketchy is not the right word, but it's sketchy. It's a Syrian word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sketchy? Yeah.
Maybe?
Yes, it is a Syrian word. No, they call things sketchy. It's something else. It's like foolish. You know foolish? Yeah, sketch, right. Sketch. It's a sketch. Now, foolish, you know what foolish is? You know what foolish is?
That's Bukhari.
Yeah,
you
guys are Bukhari.
Syrian is not
wrong. You know what foolish is?
I've heard it.
You know what lot 10 means?
A lot.
Lot 10, a lot 20.
No.
No? Okay. A bowl of apples and oranges. Are my apples right off the other?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't change them.
What about if you're using
the kind of template? But Ula doesn't have talked about that.
So what would you build
then? That's what we're going to see. We don't know yet. We don't know. Yes.
Why do you such choose baking and cooking? Why don't you choose another problem? Is there a reason?
Probably what he's talking about, he wants to talk about the Yisidur in this Malacha. That's called Sidur the Pas or Sidur the Bishop. He wants to, he wants to talk about that. Probably.
You
can use anything. Okay, that is very important to know this Shemitah Shabbos. Because the main reason why we need it is, like I said, for carrying. Carrying is the worst example of it. Carrying. You're carrying really good nothing. Really, not much nothing. Okay, well, let's see. And the Gemara calls carrying malacha gerua. The Gemara itself calls carrying a weak, weak malacha. Very weak. Okay, let's see Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, I don't like Ula. I don't like Ula. There's no difference between in malachas. There's no difference between today and tomorrow. It's a malacha. It's a malacha. A malacha is a malacha. It's a malacha. Come on, like Rav Chisda. Let's hear Rav Chisda's pshat. I tell you, it could take time, this Gemara. Every man yami here is his own world. And let's see. Amar Chisda. Ela Amar Chisda. Borov ochel pachas mekashir. When the Brisa says borov ochel, it's pachas mekashir. Less than a shear. Borov umaniach pachas mekashir. Borov umaniach pachas mekashir. Now again, like the Ritva and like Tosos, what does Bor Miniyak mean? For others. Lachay. Ukashir, if you do Yashir, lo yivra. Don't do a shir with beer chai fatas. So chai fatas. So Rav Chisda says there's two things. There's what you're allowed to do and what you chai fatas for. You're allowed to be Bor Pachas Mikashir. And you have to be, and if you do it a shear, you're chayav. What is a shear for borer? Grogris. So if you do less than a grogris, you'll be mutter. If you do more than a grogris, it'll be chayav chatas. That is the way Rav Chisda learns that right. Yes?
Would Rav Chisda say you could amazing cook, you could do visual or baking up to the shear, according to this? Because he
doesn't,
he's not
mechalic
between the malachas, so he would say.
Very good. So, to answer that question, keep it for a minute. I want to answer that. I want to answer it. What he's asking, Rav Chisda himself said, hey, there's no difference between this malacha and that malacha. Rav Chisda says, for sheer, there is a difference. Then comes along. Rabbi Yosef and says, hey, the same question you asked before, I'll ask you. So look at that. Rabbi Yosef says, Master Rabbi Yosef, Kimudal Apos Pachas Mekashir. Same thing. You don't have to do other malachas Pachas Shir. We know Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. You can't say Mutter. The best you could say is what? Pater. The best thing is Pater. You can't say Mutter. Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. It's not allowed. We get punished? No. But it's not allowed. So Chatashir is not allowed. Therefore, comes along, so Rav Chisda said, the Brisa is talking about Chatashir, comes along Rav Yosef and asks him the same question that Rav Chisda asked Ula. So on Ula, it was a question. Rav Chisda himself, it wasn't a question. What is going on here? But it's all based on Chatashir Aser Min HaTorah. Let's just see the Rashi. Okay, Mutalav is Pachas Mashir. Rav Yosef says, I have to bake Pachas Mashir. Nay, the Chiyav Chatas Reka, even though there's no Chiyav Chatas Pachas Mashir, Isur Mi Ikab, it's Usher, the time of Chatzi Shir Asher Natorah. Chatzi Shir Asher Natorah, Per Pasim Yuma. Okay, tell me, borrow Chatzpika. Here it says, Mutter and Chayev. And Pachas Mashir would be Mutter. It's not Mutter Pachas Mashir, it's Usher. That was Rav Yosef's question on Rav Chisda. So what did Rav Chisda hold? He asked the same question on Ula, but Ula is a question. On Pachas Mashir, it's not a question. So let's see the Ritva right away. Please open your Ritva. The Ritva, the first Ritva I told you to learn, the Ritva said, according to Ula, who says you're allowed to do Borer for the day, for the same day. The Ritva says, according to Ula, you're allowed to do everything. You're allowed to even use a sifter. You can do solace from Ochel, and you can use a sifter. You can do everything. Because that's what Ula says. You're allowed to do Borer for today, and you can't do Borer for tomorrow. That's the Ritva says. Now let's see what the Ritva says about this. Bar Bava Pachmashir, Pirish, Afil Benapa Kivra. And again, according to Rav Chisda, you're allowed to use a sifter. You could do Ochel, Sovas from Ochel, even with a sifter, Pachos Mekashir. The Ksavar, what does Rav Chisda hold? Kol Pachos Mekashir, Ein Alav Shum Shum Breira Klal. There's no Breira on a little bit. Ela Kimachshir Umetatren Achilasa or Achilasa. That's eating. Little bit is eating. That's not Borer. Borer is a shear. Less than a shear, it's not Borer. That's how you eat. You take your food, you take out the little things that, you know, are bothering you. That's not Borer. That's eating. So the Ritva says that Rav Chisda holds that for tomorrow, for today is still Borer. But a little bit, that's not Borer. That's Achila. A little bit. So Ramayisha, Rav Chisda holds the same thing as Ula. What did Ula hold as Mutter?
Yeah.
Achila. He says, I don't like Ula's Achila. I got my own Achila. My own Achila is a little bit.
Can you die from that, but according to Rissa, Borer is different than other ones? Of course. That because Borer, even though, by other things, even under Shear, would be Vishal. And that's Rav Yosef's question.
Now the Ritva comes up with something that doesn't say in the Gemara. In this, there's no way we know where he got it from. Miu, because right now he gets into halacha l'maisa, and it's not halacha l'maisa. You know what it is. Miu, go hit the Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, oh, it's allowed because it's a little bit. It's a chila. El bo bayom. But you only allowed it bo bayom. So Rav Chisda, who didn't like bo bayom of Ula, for this he likes bo bayom. Oh, it's a little bit, so it's eating. Oh, the Rav Chisda says, the Rav Chisda is gabi bo bayom, which it doesn't say in the Gemara, which is not mashal in the Gemara. It's just meya. Why? Ki chas v'takein Shabbos. Chas v'tikun Shabbos. I don't even know what it means. Tikun Shabbos, v'takein Shabbos. It could either mean that he's worried about Shabbos, or he's worried about preparation Shabbos, he's worried about preparing Shabbos for another day. Don't know exactly what he means. But he says there's a drabanan, even according to Rav Chisda, of a little bit for another day. The drabanan, for sure. When you word when as soon as you see the word chas, become the drabanan. Okay? That's a given in all seven Shabbos. The feeling hockey after Rav Yosef, even all this, Rav Yosef doesn't like this. Shazed dini ka'ofet pachas mikashir. It's like any other malacha, chatzishir, aser v'na Torah. Shu aser, afilu v'na Torah, l'man de'amar v'zat z'yum v'chatzishir, aser v'na Torah. Kein pirish Rashi. This is Rashi. Now, the next two lines in the Ritva is will be the most important thing to us. Let's talk about this before that. Let's talk about what I want to talk about before we get the next two lines in the Ritva. Which is very important. That's what the Ritva says. Most Achronim add this Ritva. And they said it's not a Pashat Machalkas. And they go in one of two ways, really. Have any of you guys learned the Sugya of Chatzishir Asin the Torah?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn the Sugya of Chatzishir Asin the Torah, where would you look for it? What? What Perek?
The last master.
Last one. You look in the last parak in Yuma, they have no fucking chatzishir asin Torah. So there's two sheets in the Gemara there. One sheet is that it's a gzeres akasav. Chatzishir asin Torah is gzeres akasav. If chatzishir asin Torah is gzeres akasav, then we have nothing to talk about. There's another sheet in the Gemara there. And this is probably what's halacha l'maisa, and that's what everything goes on. And this is, everyone talks about this. You look at Shani Sahari, you look at all kinds of Sfarim, talks about this for many different things. The Gemara says, you know why Chatzishir is Aser in Torah? Because it's Chazir Letztrufe. What does Chazir Letztrufe mean? What? It's combinable. Since what you're doing is combinable, it's combined with another Chatzishir, you can make a false year. So the Torah says it's Aser because it's combinable. Chazir Letztrufe. That is really great. But that opens up a can of worms. Are you up? You awake? Okay. Need you awake. It opens up a can of worms because when I say it's combinable, I understand. I eat a half a kazayas of chametz. That's usher and Torah. It's combinable. Because then if I eat another half kazayas, where does the combination take place? In my stomach. That means to say something's combinable, a combination has to take place. You must have a combination, okay? One second. Now, there are times when combinations can't take place. There are times when combinations can't take place. For example, the Shabbos Ayah talks about there's, according to there's Bayur by Matzah Pesach, which is on chametz. How much chametz? A kezayis. There's Bayur by Matzah. I can't have chametz in my house on Pesach. Awesome. Can't chametz house on Pesach. There's a shear. What's the shear? A kezayis. What happens if I have a half a kezayis chametz in my house on Pesach? Hey, is it usher? So you say, oh yeah, it's chazi shir usher and Torah. But is this combinable? That means if I have a half a, what you call it, and then I take it away or something, and I put another half down, that's not combinable. Or half of one room and half another room. You know, there's nothing to combine them, really. So things that can't be combined, is there also a din of chatzi shir asim natola? Is there? By non-combinable thing, din, is there a din of chatzi shir asim natola?
Why can't you combine it in the same cup?
What?
Why can't you combine it together in the same room, in the same cup?
Yeah, there's a case that if you have half a slice of dough in one room and half a slice in another.
Yeah, so there are many kashas of this, and we look at the Shad Zayin. But when it says chati shir, it means every time. It means even if I have a chati shir and I throw it out, you know, and then I put another chati shir in, that's what combinable would mean. Since that chati shir I threw out of the house is combinable. It's not. That's what he's asking about. Yes?
If we're talking about combinable, why does the minimum like chatzi shir? Why can't it be like 4/4 shir? Because that's also combinable.
Yeah, chatzi shir, okay. Wow, I didn't say that. Okay. Chatzi shir does not mean chatzi shir. Chatzi shir means kol shir. Now, we know kol shir is a shir also.
This is just in that one about
where no, everybody. Chatzi shir is a little bit. Chatzi shir doesn't mean
that. Oh,
no, chatzi shir is a little bit.
There's no minimum.
There's no minimum. In chatzi shir, I have to say that. You're right. And chatzi shir as in the Torah, it's a little bit. It's not half. It's a little bit. Now, come along other acronym and say, hey, what about our Gemara? What is our Gemara? In Boer, I'm Boer a half a shir. When I'm Boer the next half a shir, let's say, how could that become combinable? How is that combined? Bore half a shear now, and then bore another half a shear in 10 minutes. What combined the two borers? Like, this is not combinable at all. There's nothing to combine them. And, so you could always say, well, I took out a whole shear of the ochel. But my two actions are not combinable, my two actions. Really. Yes, what's that?
What's the shear for eating something on
Koseves Hagasa, a fat date.
Okay.
Some people here have many of them.
So if one were to do that, if one were to do that in Kippur at one point, you'd be high of carbs.
Huh?
If one were to do that in Kippur, you'd be high of carbs at one point.
Yes.
But if you were to have multiple chetzi shir of that, he would be totally also
no.
Meaning less half a shear of
That means you're not. When we eat, let's say there's people who eat when they're sick or something, you have to eat little by little, half a share. Good. But I don't want to get cursed. So the people are doing that just to get out of the curse. You won't get cursed, but still, it's still usher, but becomes mukkah because I'm sick.
And so likewise, separating chatzi shir and chatzi shir, it wouldn't be able to be combined.
So that's the question. And maybe that's what Rav Chisda means. Let it go deeper into Rav Chisda. Maybe that's really what Rav Chisda means. Rav Chisda says, oh, I can borrow chatzi shir I can borrow chatzi shir. And Rav Yosef says, hey, what do you mean? Chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah. But maybe Rav Chisda holds a chatzi shir borer is not combinable. And if it's not combinable, what is it? It's not usher. So what am I doing? I'm eating. It's a chil. I'm eating. So that maybe some people say that's what even what the Ritva means. You don't have to say what the Ritva means. But I'm just telling you another way of looking at it. That Rav Chisda holds that borer chatzi shir is not a combinable object. Now, the problem with saying that is you got to go through every Hilchos Shabbos and know and think if it's combinable or not combinable, which is a very hard thing to do. You see, he brings Ofeh. Ofeh is combinable, sort of. Even though I don't know how, but I myself don't know. If Ofer is combinable or not combinable, I'm not sure. But some people say that. But there is a shita. There is a shita that says chatzi shir is only usher by food. Nothing else in the world. Only by eating. Nothing else in the world. They hold that nothing is combinable. Just your stomach can combine. That's it. It's only by food. If you hold that, then it's a very easy machlokes or pizda and Rav Yosef. Of course, the whole chatzi shir is only by food, and Rav Yosef holds no, chatzi shir is by everything. Then it would be very easy to explain it. But even without that, it depends what's combinable, what's not. Yes.
But if you say that, then every malacha Shabbos.
That's what I'm saying. You got to look at every malacha Shabbos how it's combinable. That's what I just said.
But now, if you say that the only combinable is by eating, then every
malacha Shabbos is by eating. Yeah, and Rav Chisda would hold that. Rav Chisda would hold. There's no such thing as chatzi shir and Hilchos Shabbos. Rav Chisda would hold that. Those who would say that. That's Rav Chisda shita. Yes?
According to the way that Rabbi is explaining how Rav Yosef answered, so how is it combinable to Rav Yosef?
Oh, so Rav Yosef says, as long as it doesn't have to be combined in your stomach, as long as there's some way you could combine it, it's usher. And how do you combine it? And this, someone here was saying that. Oh, what's your first name again? Yonatan said, well, I could put up a cup and combine it, or something like that. That means Rav Yosef would say, if any way, if there's a chance I could combine it, it's also.
When we're talking about combining it, we've been talking about combining the iser itself. But when it comes to chametz, the food is the iser, so that's why when you put it into a cup, you're combining it. But here, the iser is the action. How are you combining the action of separating here?
That's a problem. That is
can
a
you
problem.
Say it's on the...
That is a... I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. You're saying very good. You're saying excellent. And that we go into again what we said before. And that brings back to before, where there's no change in borer. So there's no object to talk about. There's only person.
Well, can't
that's nasty.
I know. I'm just saying, it all goes together. Yes.
Why can't it be on the gavra? You're not allowed to combine two things. It doesn't mean you combine the two things, even if they're not together.
That's a hard, hard, hard slide.
Why?
Because
there's
no combine. I do something now, I do something
later,
it's combined.
That you did two things and it adds together.
Adds is not combined. It has to be a physical combination to be chazir of skew phase. I can't see a godless physical combination. It's a very hard smoke. Maybe. It's a very hard smoke. Yes.
Rav Chisda said that
Bo Rav Chatishir is mutter. Now, why is it mutter?
Because it's not considered.
Says the Ritva, because that's eating, not Bora. Not Bo, yes. And Rav Yosef says, hey, if Bora is a malacha, Chatishir asim a Torah. So they must somehow be arguing. The Ritva says that even not Kavu would be mutter according to Rav
Chisda. Yes, even Rav Chisda doesn't agree with Rav Chisda because of the Rav Chisda. That's why he says no. Really, with the Rav Chisda, it's less than a shear. It's not considered with the Rav Chisda. And then he says you have to do it with the yard.
Where did he say that? What?
I don't know. I said Rav Chisda, yeah.
Yeah, but in the Kasha, in his Kasha, doesn't say it. You have to have it in his Kasha, not in his Eretz.
I mean, his question would be, are you allowed to do...
Under Chizda, Rav Chizda is talking about
Yerach. Are you allowed to do less than share with the Nachal
Kavra? Right,
yeah. And then you say, no, you have to deal with it, yeah.
But you know, he doesn't say that.
According to Yosef, less than a share with the Nachal Kavra is not considered there.
That's not what Yosef says. Yosef says, Ofa, it's like Ofa. He doesn't talk about Yadakir. He talks about it's like Ofa. Ofa Chatzitzi is Aser. So Baruch Chatzitzi is Aser. He doesn't say. That's his question. He's not differentiating in Afri Kippa.
So according to those, if you do Yad with two Yad against less than a shear, that's awesome. Like,
well, yeah. Oh, no. Now, according to Chizda, then Rav Yosef has own shot the Brisa. But when he's asking Kasha and Rav Chizda, he said, you, Rav Chizda, says, Borer is not even Usher B'Kivra, not B'Kivra. Why? It's Borer, and it's Chatzishir.
Yes,
that's the question. That's the question, but not the Kippur, yeah.
The question is not the Kippur, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's meaning, with not the Kippur, it's not there, that's his question?
Rav Chizda would hold, even with not the Kippur, it's called Achil, not called Borer.
And the rest of the other says, no, you need to do
that. Right, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's ways of looking and adding on to the Ritva. But Chatishir is a very, very, very hard topic. Now comes the next lines of the Ritva. The next line of the Ritva, you have to know now for the whole year. This is going to be the whole year's learning, the next two lines. Listen now, everybody. This is the whole year's learning. Effective Ritva. Meal. The Mavir Pachas Pachas Marba Amos. Leke Ella Isur Darbonon Kamuka Pahodukta. The Bahal Leke Shum Akiris Tapis Makoma. We'll put it in a question. We'll put it in a question. Meaning that if I say that Rav Chizda and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, hey, a malach on Shabbos is usher Chatishir, right? That's what Rav Yosef said. Comes over Rav and says that even Rav Yosef would not say it by carrying. If you do Chatishir by carrying, it would be mutter. There's only some issue drabana. There's issue drabana, not drab asr. But it should be mutter. There's just a different thing. But it should be mutter. Now, what does that mean? He says carrying is for sure different, even according to Rav Yosef. Even with Rav Yosef, carrying is mutter. Now, let me tell you now, you got to know for all year, so just listen closely. when you talk about Chatzishir and tarrying, there's two examples that are really four. Okay? I know how to say this. I sound like the first Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sound like the first Mishnah. I'm not saying the same thing as the first Mishnah at all. I'm saying there's his example is that carrying on Shabbos is outside. I'm not the carry outside is here on Shabbos. What's the Isser of what's the shear of the Isser of carrying in outside? Dalad Amos. What happens if I carry two Amos? Is that Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah? Ritva says no. That is not even Rabbi Yosef and Moda. That's not Chatzi Shir. That's not Chatzi Shir. Because that's not called carrying. Comes along the Ritva saying, even Rabbi Yosef, who says Chatzi Shir is called Borer, but carrying, it's not. And it goes with what we said before, that Like you guys said, carrying is the least malacha that could be. You did nothing by carrying. You did nothing to the object. You did nothing to any object by carrying. Carrying is purely personal. I want something here, and then I take it over there. The object, the same object, the object couldn't care where it is. The carrying, Zok de Ritva, if it's a personal carrying, four Amos is carrying. Two Amos is not carrying. Two Amos is not carrying. I didn't carry anything. That's not called carrying. That's what the Ritva says about that. Now let's get to other cases. They're the same. For example, there's something called Akira and Hanacha. Does anyone know what Akira and Hanacha is?
Picking it up.
That means in order to be Chayav Chatzah Shabbos, I have to pick it up and put it down. Let's say, here's two more cases. Let's talk about a regular case. I pick something up in my house, and I take it outside, and I put it down. What is that? That's carrying, chayv what? Chayv chatas or skiva. What happens if I pick something in my house, and I walk outside, and I keep walking until I get to your house, and then I put it down in your house? Is there a chatas in that?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Because I didn't do a kira in Mishus of Yachid and a nacha in Mishus of Rabin. The issur of carrying on Shabbos is a kira in Mishus of Yachid and a nacha in Mishus of Rabin. That's the issur of carrying. If I don't make a nacha in Mishus of Rabin, I wasn't over carrying.
No.
The question is, am I over chatzi shir? If I only did half the malacha, I did a kira, but I didn't do a nacha. Does the Ritva apply to that also? Or put this in the Ritva's case. I made a kira, and I carried four Amos, and I didn't put it down. I keep on walking. I never put it down when it's just a rabbi. Is that chatzishir? That's two questions that you have to ask yourself all over the Shabbos. And then there's regular chatzishir. What's a shear of carrying on Shabbos? What? Two cucumbers. What happens if I carry one cucumber? I did everything. I did a kira in my house. I did enough outside, but it was one cucumber.
Yeah.
What, is there chatzi shear in that carrying? Each case I gave you is a separate talk in the Achronim. If they agree with the Ritva or they don't agree with it. The Ritva gave one case, it's nothing. Does the Ritva mean it for all cases of carrying, or is every case of carrying have to be looked at by itself? It's a very, very hard topic we'll talk about throughout the year. But it's a very hard, if the Ritva only meant my case, or every case of carrying. Yes?
Are there any shitas to say that you need both for it to be okay? Like, example, you're only carrying one cucumber, and you're not putting it down in the system.
Okay. Oh. One cucumber with only a kilo.
Yeah.
It all depends. If we say Chatzi Shiras and Torah for these things. Probably
the other. But if you're going to say that both of them are separate entities, part of the halacha, then you can say that you didn't do anything. Also,
yes,
if you're going to say
right,
that each one
yes,
has its own category,
right, it, yes,
you can
but,
say that.
It depends. It all depends what you look, how you're looking at it. So this ritva is really, really important. But don't ever say that the ritva says that there's no Chatzi Shiras carrying. People have said this for generations, have quoted this ritva, and said, the ritva says there's no Chatzi Shiras for carrying. The ritva does not say this. What does the ritva say? In this case, there's no Chatzi Shiras. And what's the case the ritva gives? Carrying for two amos in Rishus Rabin. That doesn't say that there's no carrying, there's no Chatzi Shiras carrying. It might say it, but it might very well not say it. You have to look at these cases separately. So you might hear this throughout Shabbos. Oh, but the Ritva says there's no good thing to Chatzi Shiras by carrying. Don't believe it. Okay? Have a nice day.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.